Okay, so hello everybody. I'm Jane. Today is the 16th of September. We have a new Tree of Life meditation for the planet. It's to download the evolutionary energy of the planetary Tree of Life into the new sphere. And I found it in a lecture from June 2017. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg, and we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega Light. Feel that Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And as it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of us. You'll feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect now with that fifth dimensional light. And now Giuliano sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. And this light will enable us to accelerate this wonderful group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. And the light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the wonderful Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Please visualize the 12 etheric crystals in the planetary Tree of Life. See them in the different places that we all know. Mount Fuji in Japan, Bodensee in Germany, Lake Moraine in Canada, Mount Shasta, California, Vulcan Poas, Costa Rica, Montserrat, Spain, Gross Valley, Australia, Lake Taupo, New Zealand, Copper Canyon, Mexico, Lago Puelo, Argentina, Istanbul, Turkey, and Serra da Bocaina, Brazil. See all these crystals as etheric vessels that are forming a pattern of the Tree of Life. And let us meditate on that pattern and the etheric crystals. And let us visualize them entering the mental thought field known as the new sphere. And we'll go into meditation now. Now, another thought that will fit into this constellation of thoughts is the thought of the primordial perfected man. Giuliano has referred to this as the Adam Kadmon, but a new word to update and describe the term primordial man, or the Adam Kadmon, is the Omega Man. The Omega Man has this expanded consciousness and is at the higher evolutionary point that is the pinnacle of evolution for humanity. There are various representations of this higher evolutionary man in the history of our planet. We have Moses. We have Jesus. We have Lao Tzu. We have the Buddha and Kuan Yin. There are many other male and female leaders that are representative of the Omega Man. Choose a figure that is most compatible with your vision and your religious upbringing. You can choose Sananda, Kuan Yin, the Buddha, or Muhammad to represent the highest form, the Omega Man. Visualize that image and create in your mind a new perfected man possessing Omega Light. Omega Light. The beautiful image of the Omega Man represents the highest evolutionary point, the perfected evolutionary point of humanity. See that Omega Man now, that perfected image, and download it into the Earth's new sphere. Omega Man, Omega Man, Omega Man. Omega Man image is downloaded into the new sphere of humanity, helping to accelerate the next evolutionary phase to higher consciousness. Now let us look at planetary healing, in particular the whole environmental situation, the whole biosphere. The Arcturians believe that real change to the Earth's biosphere is going to come from the ground up, not from the top down. The top down would include the governments, the secret societies, and other representations of the industrial giants and corporations. There is too much dualistic and materialistic investment in power and the desire for wealth and power. So there will really be no success in repairing this planet from the top down. The repair is going to come from the base, or the people, and go upwards instead of the top coming down. This is why the planetary cities of light and the planetary ocean reserves of light project is so important. That planetary healing will begin in small areas. The small areas will gain power and will create more sacred space. The cities and ocean reserves of light will be an interactive energy field, an energy force that builds and grows. We have approximately 60 planetary cities of light active in the group of 40. There are more sacred sites besides these throughout the world, but these planetary cities of light especially are holding fifth dimensional energy and working in conjunction with Arcturian energy. The corridors of light from these areas go to the fifth dimension and to the Stargate, and they are also connected to the 12 etheric crystals. They are forming a web, an interactive network of fifth dimensional light on the planet. So let us visualize planetary cities of light radiating golden light around the Earth. Imagine that you see a satellite picture of the Earth and you see where there is electricity and lights on in different cities around the planet. Some areas are highly industrialized and have many lights. Others are a little more primitive and they do not have the grid to develop and create a great deal of electricity. But imagine that you are in a satellite above the Earth and you are seeing the whole Earth. And the planetary cities of light and ocean reserves of light from the satellite. You are seeing fifth dimensional light beaming from each planetary city of light. Visualize now over 60 planetary cities of light beaming through the Earth's atmosphere, shining with fifth dimensional energy. And now place that image into the new sphere. And we'll be in meditation whilst you do this. Cities of light is now being downloaded into the new sphere. And now we'll work on the network of ocean reserves of light. See from the satellite the ocean reserves of light. Protected ocean areas in which star seeds have placed an etheric fifth dimensional light around them for protection. We have approximately 8 ocean reserves of light around the Earth. They too are radiating fifth dimensional light, and their energy can be seen from that satellite above the Earth. Download that image into the new sphere. Now visualize 8 ladders of ascension around the planet. See these fifth dimensional ladders streaming upward, connecting with the fifth dimension. They are providing gateways and corridors to the higher realms. They are an energetic force connecting this third dimensional world to the fifth dimension. Download this image into the new sphere, the image of the 8 ladders of ascension, streaming upward into the fifth dimension. Now see the ring of ascension around the Earth, a halo of golden light that is a fifth dimensional energy field interacting with the third dimensional energy and creating this beautiful halo ring around our planet. The Ascended Masters can interact with the third dimensional Earth in a comfortable and dynamic way using the Ring of Ascension. So let us all visualize and download the image of the Ring of Ascension into the new sphere. Remember the theory of complex thought constellations applies to your personal development as well. When you seek to do any aspect of manifestation, whether it's personal or planetary, please use a constellation of thoughts. You can borrow the pattern of the Tree of Life and set up beautiful dynamic thought patterns to help you manifest your highest wish. Always make sure you add the words, "if it is in my highest good," when asking for something personal to manifest on the earth. The Ascended Masters and the Arcturians are working with us. They bless you. They bless the earth at this time of heightened polarization. But please know, the spiritual energies on earth are strengthening. Now just make sure you're present, you're focused, and thank you for this lovely work